Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what, Gio? I'm doing all right, man. Good morning, my brother. And I will say that, again, April 30th to me is still a little aggressive. I still think it's going to be longer than that. But, you know, they're trying to take it 2 weeks by 2 weeks by 2 weeks. That's what we're saying, and that's probably the smart thing. And I'm glad somebody talked to President, you know, off the April, you know, 12th or whatever it was, ledge. So, for me, it does. I still think it's going to be towards the end of May. And but that's just reading everything, and it's not just us, it's where it goes from here and how it impacts the rest of the country. And you know, Dr. Birx yesterday said, look, man, every city in America could face exactly what we are about to face and what we're in the middle of right now. We are right smack dab in the middle of what's going on. And Governor Cuomo said the apex or the top of this curve may not come for another 2 weeks. So it's all about battening down the hatches. It's all about hanging in there. It's all about staying inside and staying away from everybody and just, you know, trying to, you know, make do every single day. And I know it's not easy. You know, last night I watched the concert on Fox News, and it seemed like all the singers are doing the same thing we're all doing, right? Everybody's, you know, staying inside, trying to, you know, make do with whatever they have and try to bring as much happiness and joy to as many people as they could last night on TV. And I thought it was a good. I thought it was a good respite from all of this. And that's why I'm happy that the NFL is still going on with their draft. But the interesting thing reading about the NFL draft is that, you know, this may come at the height. The draft may hit at the height of the apex here in New York. And when you think about that, you know, you just wonder what major impact that may have on something that we in the sports world anyway are looking forward to.
Yeah, so you're thinking that just from the standpoint of the draft continuing as normal with some of these numbers coming out and some of these bad numbers is going to be a bad look? Because, I mean, I don't know how the draft is going to not exist, I guess, or exist in a different way just because the bad news is there. The Jets and Giants already understand, and they're going to be in the tri-state area, in the epicenter. They're going to understand that things are different. Everybody understands things are different. They've known that for weeks now, so it should be able to run. So I guess what you're saying is that maybe the NFL comes in and says, all right, this just is not going to be looking good from a PR standpoint drafting players.
No, I don't think that. I think they're going to stay with it. I'm just saying that it could be in the height of the pandemic, at least the epicenter here in New York. But remember, New Orleans is affected. L.A. is affected. So there are two teams out there. San Francisco, Santa Clara, that whole northern coast of California is affected. We're affected here. So it's not like, you know, we have the only two teams. You know, the New England Patriots are affected. The Buffalo Bills are affected. So, you know, all these teams are dealing, I believe, you know, from the same deck. There's no question about that. But the draft is in 24 days. And, you know, that's obviously, you know, 3 weeks from now. And they're saying 2 weeks from now will be the height of it, at least here. At least that's what they're feeling like. That's what the models are telling them. And those models, as you hear the governor say every day, change every day. And that's why he has to give an update for all of us as we see this thing spread all the way out across Long Island and all these different clusters all across Long Island. You know, amazing. I don't know if I think I sent it to you or maybe you sent it to me. I don't know. I've been sending so many text messages back and forth that, you know, Newsday has done a great job. They have every single community on Long Island broken down with the amount of COVID-19 positive cases. And whether it be Southold or Brentwood or Huntington Station, you can see where there are larger groups of people, usually due to the density of people and maybe who those people are in terms of frontline workers and how they have to go to work every day and they put themselves.
Now, can I actually look at this or do I have to pay the Newsday price for this thing? Because
well,
half the stuff I click on, I can't look at.
Well, I have the app, so I pay for the app, you know, because, you know, I like to be up on local news. I don't know why you wouldn't do that, you know.
Well, it's one of these things where it's just that's one of these things I cannot cross is paying that, like, whatever it is, as cheap as it is, for something that half the stuff is free and half it isn't, and then another newspaper, all of it's free, and I just tend to go there. I don't know. For some reason, of all the bills that I have, all the things I pay for, that's one thing that I just can't cross into when there's, like, an article about something, and it says, oh, here's the paywall, I'll get this for X amount of cents or dollars, and then I click on it, you know, 2 days later, and the thing's free. Like,
then
six other newspapers I can read for free, too. So I don't know what the point is.
So I know you didn't send it to me now because you probably don't have the app, but I do, and it's an interactive map of Long Island where all the communities are broken down, where you can just touch the map and you can see how many active cases that are there today that have been reported. I think this probably goes back either to Friday or Saturday. It'll probably be updated today, and it's interesting to see where the clusters are and things of that nature. So I can Cove Neck Long Island. It's not nearly as densely populated. There's one reported case, you know, but however, in Brentwood, like I said, Huntington Station, there are well over 125 cases. Out in Southold, on the North Shore, there's well over 125 cases. And those numbers will continue to go up as we speak. But, I think you should definitely get the app. I mean, you are there in the middle of Long Island.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I'm actually clicking on the thing.
All right. And
I see how many. There's 5 in Bellport. There's 10 in East Patchogue. There's 2 in Brookhaven. There's 28 in I can't show this to my wife because then I'll lose her for like a week. She's just going to be clicking on this every single day. I mean, this could even. I mean, what is this going to do? I mean, if we're not leaving the house anyway, what is this going to do except feed our anxiety, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe it calms it if you look at your town and there's not a lot. Like, I don't know. I'm at this point now where I need to limit the information because there's pertinent information that happens every day. I'm not denying that. You know, there's press conferences and things come out of these press conferences that are important. The Governor Cuomo press conference, the President Trump press conference, there's information that comes out of that that's important. And then I think what I'm going to need to do is just watch those, digest it myself, and that'll be the end of it. Because then once you get into the opinions off of those press conferences, then it never ends. And then it's just a cycle of stuff, and then your head is just completely filled with it. And I think the quicker that all of us, at least I'll speak for myself, because everybody needs to process this themselves, but the quicker that I can just accept the reality of what it is and not overload myself with stuff like this where I'm clicking all over Long Island. You got me clicking all over Long Island. I'm comparing communities, and I'm like, oh, at least Bellport's doing better than Patchogue. I guess it's a good thing. Like, I can't do this. I can't do this.
Well, I'm not asking you to compare communities. I'm just trying to look at the, you know, the different clusters, and that's why the county executives have got to be aware. The hospital systems have to be aware and things of that nature. The things that I hate about all the press conferences – mostly the first half hour of the press conferences are good. They're chock full of information and, you know, they're getting you ready for different things that are happening on the ground in both areas, both on the federal level and on the state level. And then all of a sudden it turns into like a political fight. And then there's your sports angle, if you want. Who's winning the political fight, which I'm sick of and I can't stand it anymore. If I hear the word incredible one more time, I'm going to rip my hair out. So, you know, my whole thing is I just want the baseline facts of the information, numbers, where is the spread, what are we thinking, what are the models showing, and I want to hear from the experts. I don't necessarily know that I need to hear politicians lecturing me on different things. We all know we need to stay in. There have been 7,200 more cases in the last 24 hours, and there are almost 60,000 total cases in New York now. So, we're in it, man. We are right smack dab in the middle of this right now, and it's going to go on for another 2 to 3 weeks before it starts to die down. But just because it dies down doesn't mean that we're going to be free and clear. I mean, there could be a second wave that you got to be aware of and be awake of, and you cannot let your guard down. And that's why we all just got to stay strong. We just got to deal with it and try to do the best we can as we manage our time through this very frustrating and very debilitating time for a lot of us.
Yeah, of course. And I know that there's people that are dealing with this directly, and those of us who are just sitting at home and, going stir crazy is a lot less of a problem than those that are hospitalized and needing an intubation and all sorts of things. I mean, that really is the top of it. But I guess really the question that I have right now is, when are these drastic social distancing guidelines going to show up in the numbers where things start to decrease, right? Because if you think about this virus, it takes a long time to be able to get somebody sick, because it could be about 5-6 days that someone feels symptoms and then they get a test, and hopefully we'll get some of these quicker tests sooner than later. But most of the tests that are out now take at least 3, 4, 5 days, even more, to get the results. So, I mean, you're getting close to 2 weeks before you even know that you're sick. And then that continues if you go into a hospital and everything else. So we keep seeing the numbers rise. But I guess it's been, what, it hasn't been exactly 2 weeks since we've started this very strict social distancing stuff. Well, it's just about been. It'll be this week. It'll be 2 weeks that most of us, everything has been shut down with the restaurants and bars. So I wonder when we're going to see the positive effects of that.
Well, you know, first and foremost, remember, social distancing started about 2 weeks ago. Testing started about 2 weeks ago. And those testing, as you said, have taken a little bit longer than they thought that they would have. And now all those numbers are starting to come in. And that's one of the reasons why we keep seeing it rise. The rapid tests are coming now. They should be up online, if not today, then sometime in the next 2 days. Where they will send those rapid tests, I would think, would be New York, would be first and foremost, simply because of everything that we're dealing with here. The fact that they're setting up now 4 more hospitals, the fact that you have a group in Central Park setting up a tent hospital there that could actually handle 10 COVID-19 patients. They have specialized ICU tents, believe it or not. And that's going up in Central Park. Those are things that you would normally see, like, in a third world country. You may send it to a country that is so poor that they don't have the wherewithal to handle anything. And you send these groups that are non-for-profit groups that do have doctors, you know, Doctors Without Borders, things like that, that show up and they handle patients all around the world for all different sorts of viruses and situations. And now they're here in Central Park, which has got to be like one of the most bizarre things I think I've ever seen in my life. And as a couple of the volunteers were saying, this was like the last place we ever thought we would end up setting up a hospital tent camp, if you will, that does have the ability to treat, you know, I think up to 10 COVID-19 patients with ventilators. So that's amazing in itself. What's going on at the Javits Center, out at Stony Brook, SUNY Westbury, all of that stuff is just amazing how fast it's happening. And don't forget, the Comfort should be coming into port sometime today. That's another 1,000 hospital beds, not for COVID-19 patients, but to relieve some of the pressure on the hospitals as they continue to try to ramp up and find more space within their own buildings. So there's a lot of stuff going on. It's happening a lot. We're only in the month of March, and this is when all of this stuff really started happening. Think about that, Gio. It just started happening about 3 weeks ago.
I know, right. But now I'm thinking, if we have these very strict social distancing things going on for 2 weeks, you would think that there shouldn't be a lot of the public continually being infected. If we're all at home, we have to start seeing those numbers at some point in a week or 2 weeks. And I understand it takes about 2 weeks to figure out that somebody's sick at this point, but soon we should see the benefits of all of us staying home. I know I haven't seen anybody. I know you haven't seen anybody. We can go down the line. So, and then it's most of that. Most of us are in that same boat. So I just don't know how so many people are still getting infected and ending up in hospitals if we're all at home. At some point, we got to have a positive outcome, right?
I would say probably 80% of the population is probably staying home. The other 20%. All have essential jobs, whether they work in supermarkets or emergency rooms or driving trains and buses. And, you know, obviously we see now over 700 cases of COVID-19 have struck in the NYPD. So all of these people that are essential workers, you'd be surprised at you know, the sheer numbers of them. Those are part, I think, a part of the large population that now is starting to test positive. You know, up to date numbers, 730,326 worldwide cases that I'm seeing this morning. Of those 730,326 cases worldwide, 541 cases, 492,000 are currently, you know, under observation. And still, 96% of the people that have gotten this virus have come through it or are in mild condition. So we're still, in the upper 90s when it comes to getting through it and not having to go to the hospital and dealing with it at home. Like Jim Dolan is probably dealing with it at home right now. He, as you know, came out that he was positive over the weekend. He's convalescing and just quarantining himself at home right now. So he's probably one of the mild cases. There still is a 5% death rate overall worldwide, 26,746. So it is a very, very serious virus, and that's one of the reasons why everybody keeps saying social distancing. The other thing I will tell you, you and I were talking about this again in January. In January, we had at least 15 conversations from January 22nd all the way through January, all the way through our trip down to the Super Bowl. And I remember coming back in February. I got sick in February. I didn't have this. I had like a norovirus in the stomach or something. But I know at least five or six people that were dealing with symptoms that were very, very similar to what COVID-19 is. But remember, we didn't have a test yet then. And those people that were suffering from those particular symptoms all went to go get tested for flu A and flu B, and it all came back negative. So like I said back then, and I'll say it again now, I believe that it was here well before, the month of March. It was here early February, if not late January. And what they're saying is that most of the cases that came here to New York came from Europe as opposed to China. Maybe some came from China, but they came from Europe. And because of the worldwide global travel, and because we are New York City, and Governor Cuomo said this, we have so many people that visit our city that it was easy to understand why we now have become the epicenter of this virus.
Yeah, he gave the Uncle Andrew speech yesterday was a good one at the end of his numbers thing, as he talked about Italian Sunday dinner and meatballs and sausages and going on and on about that. I mean, when this is all over, whenever it is, someone should string together all of those like last 5 minutes of each one of his press conferences where he gives the life advice, and it could be like one of those calendars that you have in your house that's like, you know, every day there's an inspirational quote, because he's got something every single day at the end of them. I tend to chuckle at them. I think that they're good. I think that they're fine. It's something different when I'm watching these press conferences, but he launched into like a 6-7 minute Sunday dinner thing yesterday. But I'm just going to this is my hope, and I don't know if I'm off base, I don't know if I'm being naive, I don't know if I'm someone who is trying to take the road of positivity more than not these days, so I'm not jumping out of the window that's right to my left, but I would think that in the next couple of weeks, because most of us are inside, we have to see some positive news with numbers coming down. It would be impossible for that not to happen. Now, I know we're still in the infancy of all of it, but I'm talking about in a week or two, when we've all been home, and most of us have been home for about a month, we have to see some of these numbers coming down. And then you think about that, you start building on that, at least in New York. We'll see what happens with the rest of the country. Then you think at the end of the month, there might be a little more of a better picture that we're looking at than we are today in the moment.
Well, fingers crossed, that's for sure, and you got to hope, but just know that we're going to still continue to see people dying now, and we're going to see more and more people testing positive for it, and maybe in 2 weeks from now, we can hit that point that you're talking about, but who knows? This thing is so unpredictable. They're trying to predict it as best they can, give us all a little sense of calmness, but the best thing you can do is do what you're doing. Just try to stay involved and learn and read and hear as much as you possibly can from the experts. And then we just got to continue to do what we are doing to try to flatten the curve. And hopefully, like you said, Gio, in 2 weeks, two, 3 weeks time, we'll start seeing the numbers go the other way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.